Blog Talk Radio.
Push play for the music.
If it's too tight, pull it to the side. The cops bust us off, they ain't gonna let us slide. The way I wear my G-string, have a nigga feeling like, slap me on my ass, and eat my pussy on sight. Lick it, lick it, lick it, chew my bubble yum like, my baby daddy never had a clue to do it right. Now I got these niggas fiending about me every night. Check my Instagram, you see us booming, see my light. The type of bitch every hood nigga want a wife. To know how to get the Benjamins, your mama got a light. I really made a G-string skirt, had it all in my booty. My pussy wanna squirt on my G-string skirt. You don't have a clue, I make you a G-string skirt. Buy it for your girl, nigga, a G-string skirt. You mad at me? I can make it work.
Yeah, man, like the way I twerk
in my G-string skirt.
Them bands in my hand, up in my hand, and I just wanna see you, wanna be you then.
Yeah.
All that ass in them bands, in them bands, don't drop that ass again, do that 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 again, don't drop that ass again, do that 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 again.
One night and I'm headed out to that NYC. DJ Paradise hit me up and said, wide up, let's hit the streets. Went to Rick's and we turned up. You know I'm a strip club junkie. 3,000 ones in my left hand with a bunch of strippers out trying to hump me. Strip club king, I missed that. And in the stripper, she'll let you know. Before the beat drop in the club, it was 1,000 ones all on the floor. Strip club trapping, I lit ass, getting paid off ass titties. They showed me love and then strip club from NYC back to my city. Gon' drop that ass to the drop. Gon' drop that ass to the drop.
I'm talking strippers and Corona. All these strippers wanna. I got them bands in my hand, up in my hand, and I just wanna be you. All that ass in them bands, in your hands. Don't drop that ass again. Do that 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 again. Don't drop that ass again. Do that 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 again. Don't drop that ass again. Do that again. Do that again.
Can you do that shit again? I wanna see an instant replay. Honestly, I wanna see that freaking shit that you be doing for myself. Man, I don't wanna hear the he say or she say how you swing both ways. Come and check out how I swing in both lanes. Girl, your head is so insane, like no brains. And I love the way you curve, like no brakes. Oh my, do that shit again, girl, just do that shit again. And once you drop that shit again, I'm gonna be throwing up a stack and take another stack. And I'ma throw that bitch again, and I'ma throw that bitch again, like I don't need a running back. Look, cause the way that I'm feeling is genuine. Let me see what's in them pants. Girl, so you think you can, girl, so you think you can. Well, show me you can dance. Bounce bounce it, drop it, bounce it, drop it. Pick it back up, let me see how it move. Bounce it, drop it, bounce it, drop it. Pick it back up, let me see what it do. Left cheek, right cheek, left cheek, right cheek. Girl, do it like just Britney. Got me on the left cheek, right cheek, left cheek, right cheek. Got every bitch in here doing it, not just Britney.
I got them bands in my hand, in my hand, and I just wanna be you, that. Wanna be you, that. All that ass in them bands in your hand, gon' drop that ass again, do that 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 again, gon' drop that ass again, do that 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 again, gon'
gotta respect it.
Gotta respect it.
I mean, the bitch is bad. She gotta do for a motherfucking kid. So she gon' make it happen. You know what I'm talking about?
What she gon' do?
She gon' get that pussy on. She gon' get that pussy on. She gotta bring that money home.
She got two.
That's why she gon' get that pussy on. She gon' get that pussy on. Gotta bring that money home. That's why she gon' get that pussy on. She breaking these niggas, they all in they feelings. She just wantin' the money, ain't nothing serious. She got a little boy turning 5, and a little girl turning 6, and her baby daddy ain't drop nothing no shit. You gotta cut that check if you want that pussy wet. And niggas, it's just business, no disrespect. Rich 100, car another 8. If you can't drive, get out of way. Damn right, she getting that pussy on. I can't knock her if she working. I can't knock her if she worth it. So just pay that woman to get up out of face. 1,000 niggas just to get a taste. She gon' get that pussy on. Pussy on. She gon' get that pussy on. Pussy on.
Hold up.
She gotta bring that money home.
She got two.
That's why she gon' get that pussy on. Pussy on. She gon' get that pussy on. She gon' get that pussy on. She gotta bring that money home. That's why she gon' get that pussy on. These niggas be running their mouth. By money they really don't got. But she don't wanna hear. Foreign whip she whipping. She got a 9 to 5 in the day. Strip club trapping all through the night. This bitch gotta keep that money right. It ain't nothing wrong with getting that pussy on. And she gon' keep breaking these niggas till she on. A couple stacks, it can get you what you want. It's crossing my mind. And I ain't never did this shit before. And I love it when she hit the floor. Pop that pussy, work that pole. She want that dough. I love this hoe. Honey, make that motherfucking pussy water. Hatin' assholes, she don't never sweat
them.
She gon' get that pussy on. Pussy on. She gon' get that pussy on. Pussy on. She gotta bring that money home.
She got two.
That's why she gon' get that pussy on. Pussy on. She gon' get that pussy on. Pussy on. She gon' get that pussy on. Pussy on. She gotta bring that money home. That's why she gon' get that pussy on. Pussy on. She gon' get that pussy on.
Pull it up, swiping with it. Break your wrist, most city. Swing wide and that ace time. Purple Sprite, slow me down.
I ain't here for the talking.
I'm about to fucking put it down. Don't worry about nothing. Oh, I ain't here for the talking, baby. Not about them panties, baby. Hell yeah, it really turned me on.
What was all that shit?
You were talking on the phone, yeah. I swear I'm about to blow your stuff, baby. Ooh, you ever made love in a drunk, baby? Oh, my pain ain't the only thing gripping. Girl, your body is my mission. But first we gotta slow it down.
We trippin' both, we both wanna fuckin' slap, baby. Sex in the slap, baby.
Put my teacher down, so we don't fuck up my letter. Throw the window down, so we can both breathe a little better. They gon' hit it down from above, me and you in the back of the car.
Welcome to Kinky Convo After Dark Radio. I'm your host, Quay Live.
And I'm your co-host, Quay.
Hey, welcome to Kinky Convo After Dark Radio. I'm your co-host, Quay.
And I'm your co-host, Quay, man. What's going on?
Hey, we got DJ Paradise in the building tonight. DJ Paradise, are you live, baby?
I'm live, mommy. Can you hear me?
I'm straight. What's going on out there, my kinky fans? We're getting ready to get this thing started, baby. DJ Paradise, boy, you had me feeling all sexy. I was
That's
ready
what
to go out,
baby.
I'm
That's
like,
what
can I interview her first day?
Got to get them girls. Get them. Get that money, mommy. Get that money.
Yeah, you know, I was getting ready to call my late night, you know, my late night cap over quick.
Right.
Get him here now. Is he ready?
We ready.
All right, friends. All right, we're getting ready to jump into this ejaculation fuckery for the business. Give it to a strong Cormac ENT.
Y'all already know what's up. It's your girl, Cormac ENT, baby. I'm coming live with that ejaculation fuckery. Let's get into it. Let's get into all the ejaculation that's been out here in this world. All righty. Now, first off, let's just say this. Happy Martin Luther King Day to everyone. I hope a lot of people out there got to, you know, enjoy
no
their
doubt,
day
no
off
doubt.
And, you know, enjoy their time with their family. Also, it was a lot of things going here in the metropolitan area here in Atlanta. A lot of people gathered at Martin Luther King Church, Ebenezer's Baptist Church. Here in Atlanta, they had a wonderful service ceremony here. Everybody came out. They had a special guest speaker. They had special performers who came. And it just turned out to be a great, great thing for them all. Also, a lot of people had visited the Martin Luther King's tombstone off of Arbonne Avenue in Northwest Atlanta, here downtown Atlanta. They visited Tombstone. A lot of people just celebrated him and, you know, just keeping everything going, you know, for, you know, celebrating what, you know, he has done for us. Also, a little history here. 1946, Martin Luther King had his first ceremony at his church, Ebenezer Baptist Church. And I thought that was pretty cool, too. Just knowing a little history of, you know, when he first, you know, spoke and, you know, spread the word and just, you know, letting us black people know, you know, we need to stick together and, you know, for our freedom. So that was his first speech in his church here that still holds, that still holds ground here in Atlanta. Also, moving right along. All right, let's get into the real juice. Okay, TV show on here, it airs here on WeTV called Love Thy Sister. It's rumors here saying that their show might be canceled. One of the cast members' daughters,
she curses. She allows her daughter to curse. Now the little girl is 8 years old, and she curses or whatever. But it's been a lot of complaints about the reality show. A lot of people been having their own comments and opinions about it. You know how it goes. But my whole view on it is, you know, if that's how she want to raise her daughter, then so be it. You know, I can see if the reality show was on like a Nickelodeon or GPB channel, more like a kid network or something like that. Then it's on VH1. The movie Hunger Games. They're killing kids and kids got to be violent. Just to survive, basically. So it is what it is.
But you know what, Former? I watched the reality show, and I like it. I think they did a great job.
Me too. I think it gives it a little bit more ratings. I'm not saying it's okay for kids to cuss or have any kind of bad conduct or bad behavior. But with that being said, this is 2015 times, and how people raise their child, they're a little different now. So, it is what it is. It's just always, a complaint, or something like that. But, it is what it is. Moving right along. Okay, congratulations, round of applause, yay, to the network, Fox News, Taraji P. Henderson and Terrence Howard. They have a new series show. It's called The Empire. Now, listen to this. This is the wowzer. It brought more viewers on the second episode than the first episode, and the viewers were 9.8 million views for the second episode, setting Fox 5 Network to be one of the biggest series premieres since 2012.
Oh.
Wow. Now, that is a huge accomplishment. So, congratulations to them. And if you guys didn't know, you guys could check The Empire out on Fox 5. That is a great, great, great series show. All right, moving right along. The next wowzers for the night is, oh, my God, did you guys get to catch it, baby? Because I'm proud of it. The Whitney Houston story on Lifetime. Oh, my God.
Yes!
It was really, really, really good. Whitney Houston, of course, was played by Yaya DaCosta from America's Top Model. She did an amazing job.
Yes, she did.
She had all her gestures, laughs, and moves, and she just did a great job. Also, Angela Bassett, who directed the movie, I thought she did an outstanding, fantastic job. No, she no shit, baby. No, she no shit.
Yeah, no Wendy.
That old Williams Wendy, baby. But moving right along, I just think everything was very well put together. Everything was correctly following along with the movie afterwards was a great Bobby Brown interview. Which was the name Beyond the Headlines. I thought it was pretty good. I think he had some honest points in there. But then sometimes it was kind of like, some of the questions, it was just like, huh? I kind of felt like he was kind of holding back a little bit. But with that being said, I believe, everything with the whole Whitney thing, I learned a lot, too, into depth, into details on her just being a legend just alone, So, I just think everything about that whole learning experience in the Whitney Houston movie and everything was really good. Congratulations to everybody in Lifetime. I know the views on that movie was just like through the roof. And everything else that has been going on here and on all the TV shows, Love and Hip Hop, and just a lot of other things that just been going on. But congratulations to them. And our topic for tonight is, why do men find it so hard to understand women and what they want? And also, IMCM is Jason. No. Okay, so what we can do is we can get into why I found out Iggy Azalea, baby, booty got in flame, baby. They call her at the park one and jogging, honey. That booty was splashed. You hear me? Inside and out. So, I check out all the stuff in the media, same with Lil Romeo. Well, it'd be a Lil Romeo. But Romeo, little sister, you know, she's missing now. So she had left and, well, actually she got kidnapped. She left and went with a white boy, a little young white boy.
Uh-oh.
She hasn't returned. Plus the mom is just going through a real hard time with the whole divorce with Master P. So, like, everything is just kind of, you know, torn up with their family. So we're going to keep a good close eye on them for Suicide Watch. Okay, right along. But that's the ejaculation for me for tonight, you guys.
All right, Kwama knows she brings that tea, baby. She does. We're going to give her a round of applause in the building.
Thank you, thank you.
Not a problem, not a problem. You bring that news, baby. I enjoyed myself. I really do. I know. I hope you guys enjoyed myself, honey, because she brings
no
that
doubt,
news
no doubt.
Every week. All right, friends, we're getting ready to introduce the guest for the night, friends. I mean, I'm so excited, baby. When they said we're going to bring a storm, I said, now, what kind of storm are we talking about now? You know, are we talking about one of them more disrespectful-ass storms? Are we talking about, you know, the quiet night storm, you know? But, you know, I'm going to let her tell us what kind of storm she's bringing in here for the night, though. Let's go and get my guest on the air. All right, caller, guest, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How you doing?
How you doing out there?
I'm
looking
okay.
Warmer. You doing good, honey?
Yes, I am.
Well, we're very excited to have you tonight.
Excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much. Ghetto. This is what we're going to do. We're going to jump into some music, DJ Paradise, and we'll be right back with more Storm.
Man, BK made this shit.
Yeah, hold up, bitch. Yeah, hold up, bitch.
Texas Hammer, Texas Hammer.
Yeah. Love God and this whole bitches on the floor. I fuck all my fans and I'm trying to fuck some more. I keep these bitches wet like I seen going B. Keep your fucking face down, throw that pussy on the D. Bitch, I know that pussy mine. Throw that ass on Vine. Club gun go nuts in her face if she fine. I only fuck with dimes. Throw that ass one time. If a bitch say I paid for some pussy, then she lying. Sex motherfucker, bitch, I run the club shit. Niggas looking salty cause they main on my dick. But I don't give a shit. Bitch, do a split. She a pole killer, pop that pussy, ho get rich. Hold up, bitch, throw that pussy. Bitch, throw that pussy. Hold up, bitch, throw that pussy.
Friends, those who are just tuning in, this Kinky Combo After Dark Radio, and we get ready to jump into this interview with Storm. All right, Storm, how you doing, baby?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, we are so excited to have you. I mean, we're having a blast tonight, honey. Are you in them sheets? You sound like you comfortable in the bed, all stretched out.
You know him.
Okay. Now, how did you come up with your name?
Well, my name was given to me when I first started dancing. A mentor of mine thought it would go perfect with my personality.
Okay. Now, y'all know it's Man Crush Monday. So, Kwama, who is your crush tonight?
You know what? I could put them all in the bag in a second. What y'all, baby? But I'm gonna go ahead and get this. I had a debate. Was it gonna be the Taker's man from off the movie Taker?
Okay.
Or was it gonna be my main man who put it on me right every time? Now his name is Jason Statham. Oh, that's a bad memory, Jim.
Okay.
I've
okay.
seen the movie Transporters 1 and 2.
Okay, okay.
The Mechanic.
All right.
He's a beast in a suit and tie.
All right. You like a hard working man under them cars, huh?
Yes.
All right. Okay, now, Storm, do you have a Monday crush?
I do. I'm going to have to say Trey Songz. Always have, always will
really?
Be.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You like the Trey. You on the same team?
You already know.
Okay, now, do you prefer for him to sing to you during sex or right before?
You know, during. Makes it interesting.
Yeah. The man vocals going to be dope. Now, hold on. Are we planning on riding him while he's doing this?
Nah, I would like to bend over and look back.
Yeah.
Look back at it.
Okay. Honey, them vocals is done, honey. They through for the night. Now, is there anyone that you would like to work with in the adult entertainment business?
Not necessarily. I mean, as far as my line of work, no, not necessarily.
Okay, but not even like porn stars or anything like that for his photo shoots or anything?
Well, I'll have to give it to KK if I had to choose.
KK.
KK. She
That's
got that song.
Okay.
So I'll take that.
Okay. Now, how did you get into dancing?
Well, I was 18, my rebellious stage. You know, I wanted
to
do me. You know, make my own money, and a friend of mine thought that I could dance. That's pretty much how I fell into it.
That's when we're most flexible. You know, that's when we're most flexible.
Mm-hmm. I could do things then that I can't do now. It hurts.
Okay. Now, what club are you working at now?
I like it. Lit NYC. Club Lit in Queens, New York.
All right. Now, are you from New York?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
New York City girl.
All right.
NYC in the house.
Okay. Now, what
if I may, hey, Quay, real quick, Quay, she's also Strip Club Radio's Exotic 2014 Exotic Entertainer of the Year.
Definitely.
Now, because she's no joke.
How does this work? Like, how did you pick? Did you watch her dance, or you just kind of watched her over the networks?
No, first and foremost, it's her entire body of work. She's not only an exotic dancer, okay? This beautiful woman, no doubt, known as Storm, okay? Her name pretty much befits not only her personality, but also her performances, okay? She's in different videos. I'm about to drop a song by my man Jock King. It's called That's Her. She's in that video. She's in a bunch of different artists' video all over the place. My man Jimmy Jitters, that's one of the latest ones. She's also in with my girl Asia as well. But just from her overall body of work, she's a phenomenal pole worker. You got to see her on the pole. If you think you've seen pole workers, you haven't seen Storm on the pole. So that's also something that you know, brings out her personality, brings out her character and her name. And that's what it's about.
That's good stuff. Now, honey, I am truly a fan for a mean pole dancer. I mean, you got to be mean with it.
Wow. Think I'm your girl.
Now, I'm going to have to come and pull up because, honey, New York, I'm coming through.
Come on down.
Got to come through. Got to come through my ATL.
For real, definitely. I'm definitely a big fan of a woman that can swing on the pole. Like, that's just, honey, but you gotta be sharp, though, you know? Like, I love it when a woman can, like, sell, like, a fantasy on the pole. You know, when you can look at her and she's like, damn, is she having sex up there?
Sex sells, right?
Like,
that's
you
what
know,
they
you
say.
You want to ask your fucking your friend, like, girl, look, you know? Like, that's what I'm talking about. That's how I want to feel. Now, you know, with that being said, Storm, are you dating at the moment or are you single?
Yes, I'm dating.
Dang.
Okay. Now, I have to ask this question because I always get caught up. So, are you straight or are you bi?
I'm bisexual.
Yes.
Okay, so that means, are we dating a man or a woman?
Yes, I am. A man.
Okay, all right. We're going strong leg tonight, friends. Definitely. Now, since you're from New York, where do you like to go and unwind, you know, when you're outside of the strip club?
Actually, I stay in my home, my living room, quiet with the shades down in front of the television. That's me. That's all I need.
Okay. Now, what's the good and the bad about being a stripper?
Okay. The good about being a stripper, I think anybody can tell you this, it's the money. You know, being able to get tax-free dollars and do whatever the hell you want to do. The bad is the drama that comes with it. Yeah, females forget that what we're going there for, and you get caught up in this argument over the dumbest shit. That's the worst part about it. And
right.
Dealing with broke niggas, that's it.
Right. You know, now I would like to know, you know, where do the broke niggas normally hang out in the club? You know, I've been trying to figure that out, you know, because I want to stay away from their sections. Do they stay at the bar, you know, at the stool?
They're all over. They come in groups.
You know, like, do they hang out by the DJ booth in the front? You know, like they want to keep.
That's not happening. As a matter of fact, I told him straight up. I put the spotlight on him. I said, "Listen, homeboy, you've been sitting there sipping on that hot Budweiser for the last 2 hours, okay? And I gave you something called, parliamentary procedures. That simply means if you got money and the person in front of you ain't got no money and he's not tipping, you have every right to move him out the way so that you can get to the front and take care of my girls, no doubt."
A lot of times,
for sure. Right. Okay. Now, Storm, what is the locker room life like? Like, is it crowded? I mean, do you guys have like makeup artists in there? Like, what is the locker room life like?
Everything. But picture a high school locker room full of girls. Different opinions.
Naked. But naked.
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
Know, remember back in high school. They used to try to, you know, I always try to figure how are you getting dressed when you didn't take your skirt off? I'm sorry. My friends, they be fully dressed. I'm like, how you get dressed before me? I swear I watched you. Do y'all remember that back in school? That was just me.
I used to hide, too. I think I used to run in the bathroom and change.
Really? I went to Catholic school, so I know what you're talking about.
In the middle. Y'all, what y'all do last night? I'm sorry, I always been kinky, y'all. No. Okay, but back on the locker room flow. So, I mean, it's very overwhelming.
Very.
So there's no, like, locker room fights that break off in there, right?
Oh, hell yes. That's pretty much where the fights happen. When everyone's drunk and the lights are on.
Somebody stole somebody's customer.
Oh, somebody took too long to get off their stage set. Yeah. The simplest thing.
Okay, I can see all of that. Okay, now, Storm, do you prefer pillow top or waterbed?
Pillow top.
All right, now. All right, now, have you ever had sex in a waterbed, though?
I've tried it one time, but we had an accident.
It was an accident?
Goddamn bed pop.
What? Really?
That rough sex, baby. That rough sex.
Was that the stiletto? Did that stiletto get it?
I think so. Can't remember. It was too much going on. I was worried about my leave at that time.
I remember. Okay, now, what's your favorite word to say during sex?
Yes, daddy.
Make me feel special. All right, I like that in you. I like that in you. All right, friends, this is what we're going to do. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let DJ Paradise go and make us dance one good time, baby, because I sure need to dance. And DJ Paradise, give me something to ride to.
No doubt. This is my man, Jack K. This is a song called That's Hard. My girl, Storm, no doubt she's in this video. And yo, check it out, something in.
Pull up in the farm, that's hot. See my new jack, that's hot. Talk to see my bitch, that's hot. I'm just doing my thing, that's hot. Niggas wanna hang, that's hot. I don't give a fuck, that's hot.
Yeah.
Call anybody, that's hot. We'll fuck shit up, that's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot, that's hot. With a few of my dogs, and they bars.
Roll your boat.
I heard these niggas talking about me. Look at all these dots around. They looking at my chain. They said that's hard. Woke up in the spot with my chin up. These niggas ain't strong, need to spin up. Your teeth in my mind got me lit up. Let me finish. I do the damn thing. Heartbeat the motherfucking campaign.
Yeah.
And all my ladies let your motherfucking hair swing.
Yeah.
And all my niggas got money like blank blank. Cruising down Linux with my window tinted.
Yeah.
You can follow suit when I handle my business.
Yeah.
Riding the coupe,
cool.
Counting, ticket, making money over there, nigga. I'ma go get it, go get it. Paranoid, always ride with my motherfucking boys.
Yeah.
I don't leave it with a motherfucking choice. Got a booty car, but loud, make a motherfucking noise. That's hard. Pull up in the farm.
That's hard.
Woo. See my new jack.
That's hard.
Woo. Talk to see my bitch.
That's hard.
Woo. I'm just doing my thing.
That's hard.
Niggas wanna hang.
That's hard.
I don't give a fuck.
That's hard.
Yeah. Call anybody.
That's hard.
We'll fuck shit up.
That's hard.
That's hard.
That's hard.
That's hard.
Grab rental cars, bring shit down from out of state. My nigga fall real, bitch, I'ma get them back straight. Sitting watching, throwing shit up on the scale. I be burning his baggies, real niggas wish they had me. Pretty when I wake up, perfect with my makeup. I can cook the steak up and know how to get the cake up. I can get your dick up, let my tongue flick up. Make you wanna sip up, now drink my pussy liquor. You never ever seen another bitch carry it. How I do it, raw jigger more than Dirty Harriet. All you hoes birds on some white boy Larry shit. Niggas keep falling on some white girl scary shit. Guess who? In my knee-high boots. Got killers behind me, they creeping behind you. All you niggas in costume, fake ass fugazi. Acting like you real and the show airs daily. Up front, I make them pay me no short. Better have it all, needs and pennies for my thoughts. Cause I'm in another stratosphere. You mad because you can't get near. Bitches on the mad again, they mad cause I keep switching gears. Jack keeps showing all these wannabes how it's done. And everything I drop is the proof that I'm the one. And I'ma stay that bitch. Yeah, I'ma stay that bitch.
All right, friends. Those are just tuning in.
There you go.
All right, friends. Those are just tuning in. You know, this Kiki Conway After Dark Radio. And Strip Club Radio is definitely in the building, honey. And we got DJ Paradise on the ones and twos, honey. He's showing out for that New York. You know, he's showing us what to do up there. You know.
He's doing the thing, baby. Doing that thing. And it's a pleasure to be here. I love Kinky Convo After Dark. Big shouts to the ATL. No doubt, big shouts to the ATL. I got something for y'all, too, coming.
Oh, you got something a little slick for us, you know. But, you know, friends, the special guest for the night, baby, is
storm, honey. And, baby, she's definitely bringing it to us all the way strong. Now, okay, we ready to jump back into this interview real quick. Now, Storm, are you still with me, honey?
Yes, honey, I'm here.
I'm still trying to figure out, is this a quiet storm or this one of those rough storms, you know, when you need a man at night?
This is the quiet right before the craziness.
Yeah, okay. All right, I like that. Now, do you prefer boy shorts or thongs? What do you like to
boy
wear?
Boy shorts.
Ooh, right.
Boy shorts, because I wear enough thongs at work.
Okay, that's true. That's true. Now, friends, we're getting ready to jump into that kinky hour of the night, friends. Now, with that being said, you know, I'm getting ready to get the callers on deck. You know, you can definitely jump in and speak your mind, all right? I'm going to be a nice cop tonight. You know the sky's the limit, so give it to me as kinky as you can. All right, now Storm, what's your kinky level from 1 to 10?
Give you an 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, an 8. She about an 8, DJ Paradise?
The 8 is good, because a 10 means you got no, you know, you down for anything at all. 8 means you're not, you know, you got a couple of limitations there.
That's exactly what it is.
That's good stuff.
I'm 8.
Kwama. All right, now, this is what we're getting ready to do, friends. We're getting ready to jump into that good old topic for the night, friends. We're getting ready to jump into that topic. And Kwama the ENT is going to give us that topic.
Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
You ready for Kwama, Kwame?
DJ Paradise, can you hear Kwama?
Let's see what we got here.
And what they want.
Kwama, you live. You over here?
Can you hear us?
Got you.
Kwama, you live.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, I think
got
I can
you.
Hear her.
Let's go to the next.
I do men find it so hard to understand women and what they want.
What's your name, man?
Kwama, say the topic again.
Oh, no doubt. Why do men find it so hard to understand women and what they want?
You want me to answer that?
Yes, go ahead, DJ Paradise.
Being that I am a man, why do men find it so difficult to understand women and their needs and what they want?
Yeah, why do men find it so hard to understand women and what they want?
Because most men are very simple. We're not complicated. Women are complex creatures. We're not built like that. So men, you know what? We're A, B, C, and D. You know, women are not like that. Women are built like you can go from A to X to K to Y, back to B, back to Z, back to C. You understand? So this is the reason. So what I tell my boys when they say, yo, Dice, I can't understand her. I tell them straight up, you need to adapt. Don't try to understand her. You're never going to understand her. What you just need to do, learn and realize, men need to adapt. And that's the best answer I can give you, Ma.
Okay.
That's good stuff. Okay, now Storm, how do you feel about the topic for tonight?
Men, you know, I think some men don't take the time to try to understand women. And as DJ Paradise said, we are complex creatures. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we don't even know what we want. I can speak for myself.
True.
Yeah, I'm very complicated.
Yeah, I like that. Well,
okay.
That's good stuff, friends. You know, this Koi Live. And, you know, honey, I love to run a man on the roller coaster, honey. I will run a nigga in a circle. My mom always say, you better watch out for question. You wouldn't have fucked up this way. I'm sorry.
Y'all don't realize. Y'all got the power to make a dude, like, really, to make
suicide sometimes. You know what I'm saying? If he's not if he's not that strong-minded, if he can't deal with you mentally, okay, he's going to get frustrated eventually, and he's going to lash out. So this is why certain things happen. I don't condone anything crazy, but, I mean, I do understand it, and this is the reason why.
Right. Oh, that's true. That's good stuff. Now, okay, friends, are we getting ready to jump into some more callers? All right, callers, let me tell you how we'll go. I'll call out your area code, and I'll call out your first three. Now, I know you know your number because I know you gave it out all night last night at the club. All right, caller, 504-975, you live. How you doing today, caller?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing
good. Oh, he sounds
sleep. Who you calling from, caller?
Marietta, Georgia, to get it back.
He said Marietta, Georgia.
Marietta.
All right. A-Town showing the love tonight. Thanks. Now, caller, what's your name?
I said it again, I hate.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Sabra.
You said Sabra?
Sabra. Like I'm telling you to say, bruh? Say, bruh. That's my name.
Sabra.
Yeah,
young man, that's a childhood name. Who gave you that name?
That's my stage name. I do music.
Oh,
my rap name.
No, but it sounds like some Evelyn, like somebody hurt. Ain't no whole gonna say, bro.
You better get it. You say
true
that.
True that.
I just said
on the phone, though.
Save her. She don't want to be saved. All right, that's just you don't like to get it. We like to get it in real quick. All right, now,
what's
say,
up?
Bruh.
What's
now,
up?
What's your kinky level from 1 to 10?
Man, to be real, it's a 10. I just had to adapt to what I'm dealing with.
Okay, so really? It depends on the woman.
Yeah, but, you know, it depends on her how low I'm going to get or how I'm going to stay. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any questions for Storm?
Yeah, when she coming down here so we can throw some bangs, man. She bullshit. For real, brother, don't jam us up.
That's what's up.
Now, bro, don't you be talking about the income tax money. Don't do that.
That's the perfect time, though. Hey, that's the perfect time. Free bang. You got to come get something that free bang. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Well, Storm, we going to go ahead and take his money, Storm.
He can have it.
Yeah, why not? He's offering.
Okay. All right, now, bro, with that being said, let's
uh-huh.
jump into that topic. Cormac, run that topic back for him again.
Alrighty, so the topic for tonight is, why do men find it so hard to understand women and what they want?
So can you jump in on that topic, bro?
So it's like this here. It depends on the mind of the man and what he want at first. You know what I'm saying? But it's some men out here that they mind frame is all they want is something, is one thing. So they do whatever they do to get that, so they don't pay attention to that. And that outrates the people who do understand the woman and who
that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's basically kind of hard for the one, but basically at the end of the conversation, it's all the mind frame of the man, what he want out the situation. Because it's not simple. Women easy, though. They just want to be treated loyal, come home, you know, just stay out the next female face, you know, basically. But, you know, nigga gonna be a nigga.
Yeah.
That made sense, though? I'm sorry. Right. Now, y'all gotta excuse me, though. But that made sense?
He hit it right on the 911 call.
Didn't he, though? You showed out. You did good. And I really want to thank you for calling in and showing love. Well, did you have any more questions for Storm, honey?
I need a date when she coming.
All right, not a problem. Make sure you
gotta get his age too. You know?
I gotta get a date. I gotta prepare for this show here because it's gonna
there,
be a
so.
Real movie. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
definitely.
That's it, though.
Hey, Shabra, how old are you, man? How old are you, Shabra?
I'm 30. I do
okay.
Music.
All right, all right.
He's old enough.
See that?
Y'all
all
right.
Bro, you know, I didn't hit the snooze button on you. Are you 30 sounding like you're 20?
Oh, I don't sound Lisa. See how I look, girl. You ain't seen nothing. You see what I'm saying?
I know that's so quiet, baby.
For real, though.
Now, that's true. Oh, okay, now, bro, hold on. Let's run this back real quick. Now, did you answer the question when I asked, what's your kinky level from 1 to 10?
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to just give y'all a number. I'm 5. Like
oh,
I said, depends on how, yeah, I'm 5. Depends on how low I, you know, it depends on who I'm dealing with. Like, okay, if it's my main girl, who I know I'm about to be with, I'm going to get as low as I can. I ain't got no limit. It's whatever you want, I got you. But it's like casual dating, like one night stand. Nah, I'm the highest. I don't know how to do it. I ain't going to do it, you know. So it's like, it's 5. I'm in the middle.
That's good stuff. Make sure you check out Storm's Instagram and all her upcoming events, and stay tuned with more. Thanks for calling in, honey.
You're welcome. Y'all be safe.
All right. You know, we're getting ready to take another caller, friend.
Let's do it.
All right. 832-215, you're live. How you doing out there, caller? I'm going to run those numbers back. 832-215, you're live.
Carly, you there?
I'm good. What's up? Hello?
Oh, you do? Hello, can you
hear me? She's there. She's there. She's on.
All right.
Hello,
so
good evening. I'm calling from H-Town.
H-Town.
All right. Thanks for calling in and showing that love for sure. And what's your name?
You'll just call me the goddess.
All right, the goddess.
Okay.
All right. Now, you know, you sound like a good phone sex partner.
I used to be a phone sex operator, but don't tell anyone.
Oh, no. You're the goddess here, honey, because you're going to give it to me kinky, honey. You didn't just call me.
No.
I love you for phone sex.
Well, you know, I only get in that mode for, what is it, $3.99 a minute?
Yeah! It's a nice part.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I love
you know,
butt.
Can she give us a little sample? Can she give us a little sample of what she can do with it?
Give your craft away, DJ Paradise.
I just want to hear a little sample of it. You know what I'm saying? Never know. I can get you some business. You know what I'm saying? I get you some business.
Well, you have a nice voice, DJ Paradise. Would you do what you do for free?
Could I do what I do for free?
Yeah.
Well, I technically, I get paid for what I do, man. So I feel you coming from, but I could give you a sample. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. No.
All right, that's good stuff. Now, the guidance. Now, what's your kinky level from 1 to 10?
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, you were 7. All right. 7 strong. All right, well, do you have any questions for Storm?
Well, I'd like to congratulate Storm on her accolades, and I just like to say I'm a my day job is a professional therapist, believe it or not. But when I was in my 20s, I was so fine. If I knew I was as fine as I was then, I would be on a pole too. But since I didn't know it then, I went to college. And so I just want to congratulate Storm and what she does and make it happen and, you know, keep up the good work and keep getting the accolades and keep doing your thing, you know.
Thank you so much.
That's
You're
that
welcome.
Diva got it.
That's it. Now, did you hear the topic, Goddess? Did you hear the topic?
Yes,
tonight?
I did. Yes, I did. And I think that men do not take the time to understand what we want is because, number one, they're selfish.
Wow.
Right. Ooh.
Wow.
Number two, they say they want a strong, intelligent woman, but when they get her, they don't know what to do with her.
Yeah.
And also, oftentimes, they're in a financial challenge. You know, their dating capacity outweighs their salary. So, therefore, they're unable to accommodate a woman of high standards to what she's capable of. So he tries to treat her average, and in that case, he loses her.
That's good stuff. Now, what kind of therapy are you? Because I think I need to sign up.
I'm a licensed professional counselor. Any topic is good. Any topic.
I think I might need a number.
That's right.
If I could interject one second on behalf of all the brothers out there who's listening right now, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, it's just you give a woman the moon, and she don't want the moon. She wants Venus or Saturn. She's not satisfied with that all the time. So it does work both ways sometimes, if you know what I'm saying.
I agree. Well,
I've been on both sides of the shit.
I think oftentimes, too, is men choose women. You know, we do all the right things for the wrong people. And that goes both ways as well. So when the right person comes along, we all done out. You know, we like, I'm through. You know.
That's where the trust issues come in.
I could testify to that.
Yes. Right. You know. So I love this show. I'm going to have to tune in more often. You ladies and DJ Paradise, you guys are off the hook. I like this. This is some good entertainment and good knowledge.
And spread the word, Ma. Spread the word about Kinky Convo After Dark, no doubt.
I will. Thank you guys. I didn't know I had really pushed the button to be online, but thank you guys for hearing what I had to say.
Oh, definitely. And thanks for calling in the Kinky Convo. Do you have an email or anything? Well, you know, I got you. I will be contacting you right after the show. This is what we're going to do, friend.
Okay, good deal. I'll give
you. All right,
getting everybody looked up tonight.
I'm really, truly, 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 truly enjoyed you so much.
All right, hello?
I'm here.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I thought you were getting new, but... Just went to bed. All right, well, friends, I just
want
to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And we're getting ready to jump
into
Convo Knowledge.
All righty, y'all. Yeah, Ms. Cormier, ENT, y'all. We're going to head out of here with our Convo Knowledge. Convo Knowledge for tonight is just...
I'm sorry, friends. I forgot one thing, okay? We're going to run this back real quick. Storm, what's your social media? How can we find you on social media?
Say that again.
How can we find you on all your social media?
Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at WhitneyWilliams26. My Twitter is StormySK26. That's about it.
Okay, and do you have any events that we should know about?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Do you have any upcoming events we should know about?
Well, I perform at my club in New York a lot, you know, 2 or 3 times a week. I should be coming to the A really soon, maybe in about a week or so.
Okay.
And then I'm back
okay.
in New York for All-Star Weekend.
All right. I heard it's going to be nasty for All-Star Weekend.
It's going to be crazy, girl. You got to be out here.
Ooh-wee. I'm gonna have to make the plans because I know it's going to get real kinky, and I don't want to miss a thing.
Book that ticket and come see some shows.
That's right. That's right. All right, friends, you already know. We get ready to get into that convo knowledge. You know, give it to them strong, Quamity NT.
All right, convo knowledge for the night is, just because you are struggling does not mean you are failing. Every great success requires some kind of struggle to get there. Opportunity always comes with obsession. Hang in there.
Now, go check out our email. We got some online right now.
And I'm your co-host, Quay Lies.
Yes, DJ Paradise.
All right, DJ Paradise, give us something to put us to bed tonight, baby. Let's go.
All right, this is going out to the ATL. No doubt, my people is down from the ATL, Velate and King Shump. This one is called Love Runner. All right, y'all, enjoy this. No doubt, ATL. I'm sexy. I'm radio artist of the year.
Crazy how she took my heart from the first kiss. Cause every single thought that I have is you. How do we love if we are part of just ain't fair? Don't let our light turn in the dark, tell me what to do. So when you're looking for love, you'll never find it. And when you're playing with a heart, make sure you know who this is. I'll find it one day, maybe looking for my lady. I'll be waiting.
Think about a few nights we chased. Making love in the moonlight seem like a dream. My beauty queen lost in pain. Her love so good, so good. I run, I run.
Tryna say hey, hey, hey. She grabbed my hand and pulled me close. What a mystery. And then she took me to her house. The rest is history.
Seen about a few nights we changed. Making love in the moonlight seem like a dream. My beauty queen lost in pain. Her love so good, so good. I run, I run. Making love and I'm